being a feminine woman is not just something that benefits the man that you marry. It is something that benefits everyone around you, men and women. If you are a mother, it will benefit your daughters. It will benefit your sons. It will help you to navigate the world in a way that is more seamless for you. Because one of the things that I find is most of us, not just women, are very on guard. And we expect the worst out of every situation. And we feel like we have to anticipate what's going to happen. And so we act in a way that is very aggressive, that is very protective of ourselves, and that is very much so anticipating worst case scenario. And the thing about femininity is we talk about femininity in our society now as a means of, like, I keep calling it like cosplaying, where there's some people that teach femininity and they're teaching it from the external. Put these clothes on, wear this type of dress, make sure that your hair looks like this, make sure that your makeup is done, always keep your nails done, make sure you have clean and healthy skin. And those things are absolutely great, because I'm not going to sit here and pretend like we don't see people first before we get to experience them. And the external portion of femininity is very important, especially in first impressions, because a person sees us before they ever get to experience who we are as a person. So the attractiveness initially is not, oh, I was attracted to her because she was a good person. No, you were attracted to her. Maybe she had a nice smile. She had pretty teeth. She had a beautiful face. She had long flowing hair. You liked the way that she dressed, but you were not attracted to her personality because you saw her with your eyes first. Her personality is a reason that would have made you stay. And so I think it's important that we discuss femininity, but wholeheartedly, because like I said, we have the external, but then we rarely talk about what it is to be a feminine woman. And I'm going to always talk about these things from the perspective of a woman of God. And I think that femininity starts with walking in the fruit of the Spirit. And the thing is, that verse in Galatians 5:22 is not for women. It's for people who want to align themselves with the word of God, who want to be more Christ-like, who want to walk in the Spirit so that they are not taken over by their flesh. But the beautiful thing about that is if you walk in the Spirit and if you embody those things, you will naturally be more feminine. So for instance, Galatians 5:22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. But I want to go back to 22 where it lists off the fruit of the Spirit. It's love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And so when you as a person embody those things, I think that you will naturally walk in what it is that God called you to be, whether that's masculine or feminine. Because truth be told, these are masculine. These are things that will help you to be more masculine, but these are also things that will help you to be more feminine. And I want to focus solely today on the fruit of the Spirit when I have this conversation, but because there are other verses that you can read about being a wife and how you should show up. You can visit Proverbs 31 just to think about the characteristics and the womanhood that she embodies. Because while a lot of people like to present these polarizing things, like we'll say, oh, a woman shouldn't work and a man should do all of the work. That may be true, but that doesn't mean that a woman's work is not valuable, and that just because you are staying home and not working outside of the home in a traditional sense, that you don't have value to contribute that can bring prosperity to your home. But again, I don't want to get into that. What I want to focus on is this idea of femininity and how it is beneficial to everyone. And so we often have femininity being painted as this tool to be used. And I talked about this in a recent post where I say, you know, we understand that men like strippers, they love exotic women, they love this. And, you know, they love the softness and they want to go and see these women and they spend time with these women. But we don't recognize that it's not really that they love a stripper. It's that they love femininity in a woman. And the thing is, whether or not a woman who dances for a living is actually like that in real life, she does turn it on for her job. And that hyper femininity takes the man to a place of, one, she's visually appealing. So she's pretty to look at. She has a lot on display as far as, you know, her body is concerned. She is not nagging him in the way that his wife has been nagging him, because she wants connection. She wants him to be there. She wants him to show up and do the things that he wants to do. And she doesn't have the tools or the know-how to communicate to him without, to communicate with him rather, without nagging him. And so this woman who is disconnected from all of these things in his life, this woman whose sole job is to be pleasing to a man, she's very successful because she doesn't have to worry about all those things. She's just being here and connecting with him. And so what I want us to realize is, a lot of times as women, we don't take note of things that are very valuable to us and our understanding. So we will say, men shouldn't do that. And they shouldn't be out here cheating. And they shouldn't be out here wanting to be around women who basically manipulate them for their money. But there's so much to be unpacked there. Even when you think about, and I said this in the post too, where when you say like, oh, he cheated on me with a girl that was uglier than me. Sometimes it may be because she was emotionally available. It may be because she was more feminine in ways that he can't describe. And I say all the time that men are pretty simple. Men are pretty simple, like they are. And they're so simple sometimes that they can't even articulate those things in a way to help you as the woman to understand. And some men who are into those things, because I'm not going to sit here and say that every man loves to go see a stripper. I'm using that as an example to make you understand that all men who go to places like that and frequent strip clubs and they solicit women for sex work, it is so much deeper than the sex. It is the emotional support that they think they're getting from these women. It is the woman, it is the perfect woman on demand that they are getting. And what I'm saying as women is, we need to recognize that you shouldn't be trying to compete with these women visually. You shouldn't be trying to compete with these women to be sexually compatible with a man. What you need to recognize is, a lot of the work that these women do is just embracing femininity. And so why did I bring that example up if I'm going to talk about femininity as a whole? It's because I want you to understand how powerful being a feminine woman is to everyone around you. If you have children, being more feminine, having peace and joy, being gentle, is something that your children are going to appreciate so much. And if you do it well, your children will embody that as a part of their character. I cannot tell y'all how, like, a few years ago, I remember noticing that my oldest daughter was a little snappy and she was sometimes very irritable with her sister. And I would ask her about it and we would talk about it. And then I would notice in my behavior, it's because I was snappy. So she was embodying the things that I was doing. And then she was acting it out with her sister. Fast forward to now, it's so funny because everybody that my children interacts with, their parents will be like, oh my goodness, your child, they're so sweet. Like, they're so mild mannered. They're such little cute, you know. And that's not to say that they're like super docile, because woo, boy, they are active and they loud and they get busy. But their characteristics and the way that they speak to people and the way that they interact with people, they are very mild mannered kids. They're very peaceful. They're very gentle and understanding with other people. But I could not teach that to them if I was not first embodying that in myself. Another thing that you should understand is, learning to be patient, learning to have temperance means that you are pretty even tempered. You're not short tempered. You're not angry one minute, sad the next minute, super happy the next minute. You're pretty even tempered. And that is something that is very difficult to practice, because things are going to happen. Things are going to happen. Your kids are going to upset you. Your husband might say something to make you upset. They might do and say things that set you off. You might experience things out in the world where people act quickly. Road rage, for instance. I can't stand to be cut off, but I've learned to go from a place of, you know, shouting and screaming about it to just being like, you know what? Thank you, God, that I wasn't following this car too close, because I would have had to slam on brakes. We good. It's okay. Maybe they got somewhere to be. And I'm not going to say that this is an easy thing to do, but what I'm trying to bring home to you is that embodying femininity is something that benefits everyone. So I really want us to stop using femininity as a tool to try to get the things that we want, And I want us to start using it as the tool that God gave us to be the best that we can be. And I'm speaking specifically to women here. So walking in your femininity means not abandoning those things about yourself. It means that you don't have to feel like you have to be more masculine in a specific space just to get the things that you need. Because there are ways that as a woman, you can handle situations that will play better to your favor than if you try to act like a man. And the thing is, somebody asked, she was like, I really need help with femininity. Like, what should I do first? And I don't want to, because this is not something that I feel needs to be taught so much as, like, there's no 12 points of femininity. I think it is less about that. And it is more about doing the work of seeking out God and allowing him to give you that joy and peace, allowing the Holy Spirit to move with you, because you will start to let go of some of the things that you believe. Most of the time we're pulled out of our femininity when we're responding to things that happen around us. You are betrayed by somebody that you love and now you're angry. And so you abandon that femininity to be reactive. But when we stop placing our identity in things, like, let me give a specific example. Let's say your boyfriend or your husband cheats on you and you have so much identity and trust placed in this relationship. So it shatters you and it hurts and it feels like it breaks you. And now you're angry. And so you're going to react in that anger. Whereas if you are there in that relationship, especially if this is your husband, you're there in that relationship and you're showing up and you're doing all the things and your trust and your faith is in God, yes, it's still going to hurt. I'm not going to say that just because you have God, when somebody does things to you, you're not going to feel it. It's still going to hurt. It's still going to be something that, you know, it makes you feel lost, but you're grounded and rooted in the peace and the joy and the satisfaction of Jesus. So it's kind of like one of those things where now, because I am Holy Spirit filled, it's not even in me to act like that. You got it. That was your decision. And whatever I decide to do going forward, it is going to be from a place of peace, from a place of temperance, because it is harder to pull me out of my character these days. And so that's what I mean by embodying that femininity, because femininity, honestly, if we only go externally, that would be to say that when you go to sleep and you're doing your skincare and you're looking all crazy, when you wake up in the morning, you're not feminine. No, you're always feminine. You're always a woman. It's learning to put the things of the external down. It's learning to forgive. Because I will tell you, I think something that a lot of women specifically hold on to and keeps us from really embracing and walking in our femininity in a way that's very effortless is holding on to unforgiveness. Because when you hold on to unforgiveness, it justifies you acting in a way that is very aggressive. It justifies you acting in a way that is out of malice sometimes. It justifies you acting in a way that will allow you to seek revenge. And you know, it's just not a healthy thing, because when we hold on to that unforgiveness, it just makes us bitter. And you cannot be exercising femininity and joy and peace and gentleness and goodness if you're bitter. Because if you're bitter, you want everybody else to feel that around you. I experience bitter people all the time, especially on the internet. And I have learned to not respond to those things with what it is that they want you to match them with. So like, even I'm growing in my ability to respond to sarcasm, because before I just didn't respond to it at all, because why are you being sarcastic? But now I realize a lot of times people's sarcasm is a protection for them. So they feel like they can be sarcastic so that whatever you say back to them, it can't hurt them because they were being sarcastic. And so you also have people that try to provoke you. And in those people provoking you, my question is, are you going to allow them to make you bitter and resentful and angry so that you can come out of character? Because I will say, where there is bitterness and resentment and anger, there cannot be joy and peace and gentleness and goodness. And like, those things cannot coexist. And I think that's the beauty of understanding walking in the fruit of the Spirit. Because when you are Holy Spirit filled, it's not to say that you don't feel those things. You can experience hurt. You can experience frustration. There's righteous anger. Those things are real. Right. But what I'm saying is, you can't consistently be Holy Spirit filled and be filled with anger and be filled with bitterness and be filled with you got to let those things go. And so when people ask me like, oh, well, what do I do to be more feminine? I think that in a way that you can learn, like, oh, you got to do your hair, you got to do your nails. People are looking for a checklist And there's no real checklist. There's just this surrendering that needs to happen. You need to make this conscious effort to surrender, like let go of anger, let go of all of these emotions. And I'm not telling you not to feel those things, because you're going to feel frustration. You're going to feel anger. You're going to be embarrassed sometimes. You're going to be hurt. You're going to feel all of those things. I'm not telling you to be a robot. But what I'm telling you is the difference is when you have that long-standing peace, long-suffering gentleness, and you have that ability to go to God in prayer, and you have that ability to lay those things down and to be like, this is not my burden to carry, God. This person did this thing to me and I forgive them. I don't want to hold on to this. I don't like the way that I feel in my heart when there's resentment and bitterness. I need you to clean this up. I need you to take this from me. Take this burden from me. I forgive them. I release that. I don't want to hold on to it. I don't even think they knew what they did. I don't know if they intentionally did it. And I don't want to be held captive to this thing. And the thing is, we don't like to do that because we enjoy holding on to unforgiveness. We enjoy holding on to that because, like I said earlier, it justifies everything that we do. So if I've been hurt and I can hold this unforgiveness over here, I can act however I want, all in the name of, well, you hurt me. But you got to let that stuff go. And so when we can learn to do that, like I said, there's no steps, there's no checklist per se. Maybe I'll sit down one day and compile like a little thought log or a set of steps that you can take to regularly embody those things. But it's not really a checklist so much as it is an experience of turning those things over and letting it go and allowing Holy Spirit to reside within you. And so when I say that femininity impacts everyone, you will be more pleasant to be around. I realized that it also is a great regulator for relationships, because there are some people who simply can't be around me anymore. And I used to think that maybe I did something to these people, or like I was doing something to turn people away. But growth and maturity has had me realize that there are some people who can't be in my presence, not because I've done or said anything to them, but because they cannot handle femininity in its truest form. And that's not a flex, that's not a brag, that's just an observation. So that's a good thing for me too, because I don't want to be exhausting myself around people who are going to constantly drain me of my energy. So when you're being feminine too, something else that happens, and I think this is also just in part with me being a big sister, people want to be around you more, people trust you more, people feel comfortable in talking to you. People feel good in your presence, and you make people feel welcome without having to do too much. Because I'll say, outside of talking about things that I'm passionate about, I'm not a very chatty person, but I noticed that people love to be around me, whether or not we're having a conversation, whether or not we're engaging in anything, people just love to be around me. And I've realized that that just has a lot to do with allowing God to do work in me, and to continually let him purge me of these things that make me human, you know, all these things that make me imperfect. And so one of the things that I've noticed too is being more feminine has helped me in dealing with my youngest child. This boy is a riot. Do you hear me? He is very adventurous. Every other day it's like, okay, he's my biologist, he's my scientist, he's my architect. I don't know what this child is going to do, but he challenges my patience every day because he's so active. And he's so busy, and he gets into everything in ways that you cannot imagine, in ways that I've never experienced with a child. Do you hear me? And so embodying that femininity has also helped me to not lose my mind sometimes, because he tries it. And I'm not meaning to say, because he's not bad at all. Like, my child is not, he's not disrespectful or anything like that. He is just busy. He is curious. And when I tell you, if I did not have the patience, if I was not filled with joy and peace, if I was not able to reflect and be in a state of gratitude for the most part, that boy, I would be in a shouting match every day, because he would be constantly driving me crazy. And so my femininity also benefits him in a way that I hope when he's older, he can recognize that, maybe if he can't even articulate it, but he would know to look for those values in a woman too. And so not only is it him, but I mentioned like my daughters and how they behave towards people, obviously my husband and other members of my family. It is just something that helps me to navigate the world. Even when like I go to the grocery store, like men go out of their way to help me and they don't want anything from me. And I noticed that a lot of times as women, one of the complaints that we have is like, well, men are not good to women unless they want something from them. And I would beg to differ, because I've noticed that in being more feminine and in really, like I said, everything that I've been saying up to this point in this episode, surrendering and just operating in the way that God called me to be, men go out of their way to help me and they want nothing from me. Men will compliment me. They say, man, your husband is so, they don't want that. I have not had a man ask me for my number in a very long time. And the last time that that happened, it was because he didn't realize I was married. And when I told him that I was, he moved on. That was no ill feel, like nothing like that. And I'm not saying men aren't asking me because they're not noticing me and appreciating who I am. And, but it's, they don't want anything from me but to just bask in the aura of femininity, but to help a woman. Like there are times when I go to the grocery store and it's like, hey, ma'am, do you need me to help you with your bags? Like, do you need me? I see you got the baby and it's going, like, do you need help? Do you need assistance? Can I get the door for you? Can I? And I love that. That's something that when I was younger, I didn't understand how powerful that was. And I would get annoyed and I would feel like, oh, he just want to talk to me. But there's something so beautiful about being able to be a beautiful woman and to exist in this world and to have men willing to serve you and to do things for you without wanting anything in return. And I think that that's a healthy thing that we've just gotten away from. And we like to say that chivalry is dead, but I would beg to differ. I think that chivalry is still there, but I think that men withhold it because of the way that we act in society, right? I think men are starting to behave in a way that is reflective of some of the habits and practices of women. So I don't think that we can just say that chivalry is dead. I don't think that we can say that all men are this type of way or men are changing because of X, Y, Z. If men are changing, it has to be something that we're also changing too. Because I will say too, something that I believe is that even if they don't say it, I think that men do everything for the validation of women. I do. I'm still one of those people that thinks that. And so if we were not making them think that the things that they were doing was okay, they wouldn't do it. They would not do it. So if we as women want to see men stop procreating and leaving the babies behind, again, this is not, you have to listen very intently to what I'm saying, because what I'm not saying is you can make a man do something. But what I'm saying is men seek the approval of women. So if we would just stop fighting with them and stop trying to overtake the world and stop trying to be overly masculine and stop trying to dominate everything and stop trying to push them down and make them feel powerless, and instead just existed in a way that we're called to exist, lift them up, because we don't have to tear men down for us to feel good. We can lift them up and we don't lose anything. I don't lose anything by affirming my husband. If anything, I gain. Because if he could go out there and feel good about himself and dominate the world, that's going to come back to me tenfold. I don't have to make my son feel bad about himself. That's not going to do him any good, because then he's going to go out into the world and be a deviant and seek validation from everyone else because his mom isn't giving it to him. And I think that the more that we realize that and the more that we understand that, we can understand that being more feminine is actually doing a good service to the world. Being more feminine is going to naturally open up doors for you figuratively and literally. It's going to naturally allow your life to be easier. I even think that some of the opportunities that I've been given have been because I don't seek out a lot of opportunities. I'm in a place where now I just kind of exist. And I've noticed that God is just placing things in front of me just from being feminine, existing, taking care of my family, doing the things that I'm supposed to be doing, opportunities fall in my lap. And so being feminine has benefited everyone around me. And femininity is not just a costume that you put on. It's not just a thing that you can do to get what you want. You have to actually practice it and learn to embody it as part of your lifestyle to reap the entire benefit. I will see you in the next episode.